Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 578, Colonizing Ideas, recorded live on April 18th, 2017. Hello everyone, welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am your host, Duststorm.
And I'm your co-host, Godzilla T.
And we have news this week!
Yay, news!
Stuff to talk about. Lots of cool stuff to talk about. Updates to Halo Wars 2, updates to HCS, more stuff coming down the pipeline for Xbox with the spring sale, and we also have Halo Wars Definitive Edition coming standalone. And some community stuff going on as well. So we got a pretty decent week of information for a change, which is awesome. Stuff that's hopefully will get me back into streaming a little bit too, because I don't think we talked about this on the show last week, and I guess we might as well start with it, but the Windows 10 Creators update, the one that got released this month, has Beam integration into it with the Xbox app. So now you can natively stream on Beam without having to use something like OBS or XSplit.
That's nice.
Yeah. Once I get back into doing Halo Wars 2 stuff on PC and actually playing some multiplayer, because I still haven't played multiplayer yet, I will be broadcasting on Beam and doing that stuff.
I've been goofing around with Beam on the Xbox, and I'm liking it so far.
I think Microsoft is really pushing it and is trying to make it as seamless an integration as possible. The only thing I haven't really been able to check or see yet is with Beam, it's supposed to be almost instantaneous, very little lag from the broadcaster to the viewer. And I don't know with having the app on the Xbox and Windows 10 so closely integrated how quick that actually is, because they have their Tachyon mod version of OBS. So I'm wondering how quick the native integration is to actually get that stream out.
Well, from the streaming I've been doing, you could almost play off the stream.
Oh, okay.
Like Halo Wars, you could literally watch the stream and play. Now, if you're playing...
That's impressive.
Halo 5, now the lag's a little too much for that, but if you got used to it, you probably could.
At least the RTS isn't quite as... needing an instantaneous reaction time, where first person shooter, it's milliseconds of response time. But that's good to know that even broadcasting the native app is basically taking out that limitation of stream delay. So that's nice.
I mean, it as far as the delay, it's almost equivalent to the delay you get on an external Elgato card between your capture and your gameplay.
Nice.
It is that close.
That's pretty good.
So, you know, I've been really, really enjoying it. Still getting used to using Beam. It, you know, it's a little different world than Twitch. There's fewer settings. Well, different. They have different places for settings, I should say. So, you know, I'm still getting used to finding all that. The one thing, if you're going to stream from your Xbox and you want your chat audio included, make sure you have a headset connected to the Xbox.
Yeah. That might help.
For me, you know, I play right next to my streaming PC, so I generally just use the Xbox app for chat audio.
Oh, yeah. And then when you try to do it all through the Xbox, you have to switch it back over.
Well, yeah, I have a second headset that I use for if I'm just on the Xbox. But, you know, it's one of those things that if I'm on that, I can't listen to anything that's in the or coming through on the computer. You know, any alerts or anything like that.
But you should be fully engaged to your Xbox One because it's your one-stop shop for everything.
Well, it is definitely a one-stop shop, but...
Going off the whole PR thing for when they first announced the Xbox One.
But don't get me wrong, it's... They've done a really good job with the Xbox One. It has gotten better since launch.
Definitely.
They've made some really good upgrades. that are good for the platform. There are, seems like there's more and more buttons to push as far as features with every single one of their updates. So, you know, things are just keep getting better and better.
In addition to what they're doing on the Xbox One, they're really expanding out the PC capabilities as well with the game bar for Xbox and being able to do the capture there. And now we have the Beam integration, the clubs, and at least for the Halo perspective, and I'm assuming this is going to be the same for any other Xbox or Microsoft titles like Gears and Tomb Raider, Forza, and all that stuff. You have a lot of that native Xbox functionality now within Windows 10. So that's very beneficial as well. All around, they're just doing a great job with the whole Xbox Live service and app and Xbox One OS updates. And then looking at Scorpio that we discussed last week, they're doing a pretty good job of implementing features that people want and really getting the console where I think people want it to be.
Yeah. They're, you know, the only complaints that I've got against Microsoft are not related to the performance of the operating systems. You know, the whole information collection side of it, yeah, I'm not so hot on that.
The thing for me on Windows 10, at least, is whenever I go to stream, or I guess kind of play, for some reason, whenever I play Halo 5 Forge on Windows 10, my frame rate's always laggy until maybe like the last minute of the game, and then it gets up to 60 frames per second, and I don't know what background processes are running. And I haven't tried playing it since I got the Creator's Update to see if, because the Creator's Update is supposed to include game mode, which is supposed to restrict a lot of background processes and provide more computing resources to games that you're playing. So I'm hoping I can test that out and see if I actually see a difference.
Yeah.
Because I have a freaking 1080 and a 4K monitor, and it should be able to handle it.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
I don't know why it's struggling, so I'd like to find that out. Some other stuff that's going on in the news, we have some HCS updates. I'll get through those pretty quickly. The Summer 27 season has four LAN events, three events in May. No, sorry, two LAN events. The first one, which is the kickoff, is the UMG open event at Daytona. And then it's going to end, the summer season will end at the Open Finals at DreamHack Atlanta at the end of July. And there's going to be seven online North American qualifying league matches. That'll flow right into the fall season, which will take place all the way up into October 20th through the 22nd for the Open Finals there being DreamHack Denver. And the current standings for the North American teams is Optic, Envious, Liquid, Straight Rippin', Luminosity Gaming, Crowd Pleasers, and Evil Geniuses. So, kicking off with the UMG Daytona event, every week following that, there will be weekend matches following up to the end of June, on June 22nd, and then July 21st through 23rd will be the summer finals. So there's your Pro League update for the summer 2017. And then we also have a little bit of an update on some of the game mode changes and map changes that are made for the season. We already kind of covered some of it last week with all the automatic weapons that they're removing and some of the power weapons that they're looking at balancing along with respawn timers. So I'm just going to kind of quickly go over the changes that weren't covered before. So the starting weapon, the starting primary weapon is going to be a Magnum now, and the secondary weapon is going to be none. So you only spawn with a Magnum, which is not sure how exactly how they're going with on that. Tier 1 weapon times have been changed to 40 seconds, and Tier 2 weapon times are now 20 seconds. Like we said last week, all automatic weapons and splinter grenades have been removed. The motion sensor inner range has been set to 60%, and the motion sensor base movement speed visibility is set to off. So that's the whole thing where we mentioned you won't, your enemies won't show up on radar unless they're using a Spartan ability or using a non-silenced weapon. As far as map changes, minus the weapons that are removed and the spawn timer changes, on Colosseum, the rocket launcher has been replaced with the Spinker rocket launcher. On Eden, the Spinker rocket launcher has been located outside with the overshield on the Slayer variant. On Empire, nothing changed additionally. Same for Fathom, same for Plaza, same for Regret, same for Rig. Truth, they moved the plasma pistol from Carbine Tower to top mid.
Interesting.
So essentially, they removed all the weapons that they said were problematic from the update last week. They've doubled the respawn times for weapons that are not on weapon pad spawns, and then a couple of map updates.
Ought to be interesting to see what the pros do with it.
Yeah. And we have Rick Nasty in the chat saying the pros seem pretty happy with the changes so far, which is a good thing. I know there was quite a bit of conversations going on at the 2017 Halo World Championships in the background with some of the pros talking about the weapons and all that stuff. So seems like there are changes that are going in the direction that the pros want, which is a good thing. I'm just hoping that it doesn't drastically affect the rest of the matchmaking experience, which I don't think it is so far, which is good to see.
The changes made in Proving Grounds, as long as they stay out of the, you know, general rank play, I would be very happy with that. It's when they start making those HCS variants of gameplay in the regular ranked or social that gets annoying.
Now, I think I'd be okay, because some of the stuff that they've mentioned before is kind of weapon tuning stuff, and we've seen them do weapon tuning stuff before. So if it's something where they need to change the AR a little bit, I don't necessarily see a problem with looking at how that balance can be better suited into the rest of matchmaking and maybe some of the rest of the customs. But we'll have to see. I'm sure they're being conscious about that to make sure it doesn't adversely affect the experience that people are having already. And all in all, Halo is kind of competitively based when it comes to arena, so naturally, you're going to see some of those changes balance-wise. If they work well in competitive, it most likely will work out well in matchmaking and casual as well, because you want a certain amount of competitiveness to still be fun. So I'm sure they're taking that into account.
Yeah, I think weapon tuning I can understand, but like the motion sensor changes, I can't really get behind for regular matchmaking.
Right. I don't think that's something that they'll implement into the rest of matchmaking. At the very least, they won't do it in social. I don't see why they should do it in the rest of arena. Maybe certain playlists, because it seems like they're really gearing, I guess, what was Proving Grounds now towards the HCS Summer 2017 playlist. As long as they keep that in there, I think everyone will be happy. If they start to implement the radar changes and the non-balancing changes into the other playlists, that'll be a little more sticky. But they're listening. I'm sure if enough people are vocal about it, they will make sure that we're doing things, or that they're doing things to appease the greatest audience.
We'll wait and see.
Exactly. Halo Wars Definitive Edition is now coming standalone to Windows 10, Xbox One, and Steam. For everyone that's been waiting to get that, or maybe this is not necessarily waiting. I don't know if people exactly knew it was coming standalone, but
well, they were hoping.
Right. Before, you had to get Halo Wars 2 Ultimate Edition in order to get the Definitive Edition for Halo Wars. But now it will be standalone as of this coming Thursday. So April 20th, it will go on sale. And you can, I don't think you can pre-order it yet because I don't think they've announced the price yet. But I would imagine it will be somewhere between $20 and $30 on any of the platforms. And if you buy it on Xbox One, it's also good for Windows 10. It's not good for Steam. And the other thing to note is if you buy it on Steam, you cannot cross-play with people that bought it off of the Microsoft Store for Windows 10. But the Steam version is playable on Windows 7. So for everyone that's still in the past with their operating system, you can play it on Windows on your Windows 7 machine or up later than that. And as long as there's enough Steam people on to do matchmaking with, I guess for multiplayer, or if you're just interested in the campaign and the single player, then you're perfectly fine to go through that. So that'll be nice. Again, no price yet, but that should be coming out on Thursday, so by then we'll know what the price is. But check it out. We also have an update for Halo Wars 2. Our next leader is going to be Colony. And this is a Legolo leader. So the Hunters have their own class of units. I kind of like this idea.
Yeah, I'm really interested in this particular DLC.
And we...
there are definitely some units I don't think I would ever considered making.
That's why we pay 343 to make the games, because they have some pretty interesting ideas.
Oh, they have more than just some pretty interesting ideas. For those of you that haven't watched the trailer yet, oh my lord.
It's up there. Compared to the Kansano trailer and all the stuff that we saw her units able to do, there's some pretty unique differences here, and it's like, wow, that's kind of a little scary.
Yeah. There are some units in there that make me think they're going to last, are going to be pretty tough enemies.
It's a tanking class. It's basically what it is. Heavily defensive class. But it packs a punch.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just go over some of the units real quick. So Colony is the leader, so it's, I guess if you kind of think in the way of the Flood, Colony is the central mind behind the Legolo that are serving the Banished. And there's actually some story tidbits in here that Grimm puts into the update for the Colony announcement. And it's the last part, it says, even though they cooperate with the Banished, Colony seems to have their own plans, focus mostly around the resting place of the Forerunner key ships on the Ark. They undertake missions that the Banished actually have no idea about, which is kind of almost mysteriously leading into a DLC type of description.
Mm-hmm. As in extended campaign?
Yes. So that would be cool. Giving another opportunity to do some Halo Wars DLC. The Hunter Captain. It's a very super heavy hero for Colony. It has a very thick and durable armor. So again, a lot of these hunter elements are going to be heavily defensive and not very mobile, but come with a very powerful punch. Each captain has a modified siphon beam that drains health from units that it attacks, and it can protect nearby allies by using taunt ability to what's the ability called?
I don't remember what the ability's called, but he's able to draw incoming fire to, you know, pull it off of
guard. That's what it is, right? Guard.
Something like that.
It's like a temporary guard ability that he can use. Talking about guard ability though, that's where our next unit comes in, the Goliath.
Oh my lord, those things look so wicked.
It's kind of... It's reminding me of something with the cross on the mask plate, but I can't place it for some reason. It kind of looks like a Transformer. Now that I think about it.
Okay, yeah, I could see that.
Just with all the straight edges on the armor it has. The Goliath is a massive unit that is meant to protect different areas, and I think it has the guard trait by itself. I think it's supposed to pull or get that fire first. So it's a very, very defensive unit. It has a very powerful melee smash, and then it also has a ram ability, which does massive damage and then stuns target units temporarily. So again, tanking.
Lots and taking.
Yes. Tank beats everything. Erkibu said a Knight Templar? Kind of. With the red and white, it kind of does. Anyways, next unit is the Skitterer. This is like a scout unit.
It's a micro scarab.
Yes, basically. They're very low unit cost in Blitz. Very expendable. They have twin-linked beam cannons that are kind of almost as lethal as the Locusts in that regard. There was something else with the Skitterer too. They can't they attach to something, or something can attach to them?
Yeah, they can attach to other units.
Right, and it provides like an extra...
like a defense turret.
That's right. Yeah, and now we're getting confirmation in the chat. Next thing, which is actually pretty interesting and really cool, is Living Barrier. So it's basically mines with Legolo worms in it.
I don't know. I think it's just it's a physical barrier that, you know, it's a zone control area or type leader power. I don't know that they actually explode. I think they just block.
Well, I'm saying more of mine because I'm thinking of the mines from some of the Halo 2 maps, because they have similar characteristic. But yeah, they're not mines. They're more like just barriers to slow enemies down. So those are some of the new units coming with the colony leader, and that will be here tomorrow, as in the 19th. So if you have the season pass, you'll get it, downloaded tomorrow. If you don't have it, I think, what was the last leader pack? Was it $4.99, $5.99? I think
$4.99.
Okay. So they'll probably be the same price. So there you go. Hero number two. They are on track for that. I guess it is the third Wednesday of the month, isn't it?
It sure is.
Gosh, that time went by fast. Okay, some of you guys may have noticed that I was live streaming on Twitter last night because I got a special little package from 343 and Intel. It was a...
I wonder what that was.
It was a nice care package, and it looks like a lot of the Halo influencers got it. But it was a... like, you know those kind of military cases, or some of those cases that photographers use?
Pelican cases.
Yeah, that's what they're called. Thank you. So it came in a Pelican case and came in a freaking huge box. Inside was quite a bit of things. If you haven't seen it on our Twitter already, there was a Halo Wars 2 controller. The ones that have been out there already, I forget who makes this specific controller, but it has a faceplate that you can take off, and they also provided a alternate faceplate. So the one that comes with is a banished plate, and it's all metal gray. And the plate that they included was a Spartan plate, and it's green, like Spartan armor. So there was that. There is a Seagate 2 terabyte game drive, which is kind of appropriately timed because I have less than 40 gigs now on my Halo 5 Xbox. So that'll go right in with that. There's also a Spirit of Fire hoodie, long sleeve hoodie, that was in there. An 8 gig thumb drive that also has the micro USB attachment on there, so you can plug it directly into a smartphone that uses micro USB. And then there was a code for Halo Wars 2 for PC, which we'll probably end up giving that away since I already have the game. And also a there was one other thing in there. Halo Wars 2 Prima guide. And then there's actually a token in there for me to redeem to actually get an i7 processor, which,
oh, cool.
I kind of already have a next to top of the line processor. So I'm thinking the one that they would probably give away, unless it's the top of the line i7 processors, I probably have a processor that's probably better than the one they're giving out in it. But still, it's a lot of stuff that they put into this case, and they did well. They had a very good inclusion of everything in there. Kudos to 343 and Intel for providing that to us. Lots of cool stuff. I think Unikraken from the Spirit of Fire mod got one. I think Kenny from Ultimate Halo got one. Kevin got one from Halo Collector. There have been plenty of other people that have been tweeting out that they got one.
Toa got one.
Oh, that's good. I'd expect him to get one. The Sims got one. So yeah, lots of good stuff in that one. Although the one that they had for Halo 5, they just packed a lot of freaking stuff in there because it was one of those military bags from Muster Brand. But I have to say, probably the thing that I'm most excited about is the Pelican case, because now I can carry around all my recording and photography equipment in a nice case.
That's good.
So yeah, thanks Intel and Halo for doing that and sending that along. You upgraded your processor recently, right?
No.
Oh, maybe you can take it then.
I probably would have to get a new board.
How old is your board?
About 4 years.
Maybe. Depends on what.
Let's put it this way. I'm on a Haswell processor.
Oh, yeah. You might need a new board. I forget what the name of it is.
KB Lake?
Is that what the latest one is?
I don't know.
Because I know it's LGA 1171. It was 1170. I think it's 1171 now. The socket type.
Yeah.
Anyways, again, huge thanks to Halo and Intel for making that possible. Really appreciate it. I definitely need to be streaming more, though. Hopefully that'll be changing soon. On the community side of things, Forge Hub is now doing a weekly update on their website, and they have a couple of things that they've highlighted this week. So they have and I didn't even know that they were doing this, but they had an extermination contest for people forging extermination maps. It's in the first round of judging. The community submitted nearly 80 maps, and the judges are going through and doing that. So because the last one they did was Hammerfall for Griffball Courts. So I didn't even know that they went right on to another one. But there's that. They have community videos. So the Spartan Run that was making rounds on social media last week, they have highlighted up in there. Other Forge map features, map showcases from some other customs and forging communities, and custom lobbies that are being hosted by some of the community members over there at Forge Hub. So you can go and check all that stuff out over on Forge Hub. And that's kind of all the news that we have for this week. Pretty quick going through that. So I know last week we kind of touted that we were going to discuss some of the updates that we want to make on the podcast and kind of have an impromptu discussion, since I haven't had a chance to actually sit down with GT and have that discussion. So figured we're only in 30 minutes. We can probably take a little time to throw around some ideas and in front of a live audience, see what people think. But
burn the house down. Oh,
oh, well, in that case, feel free. It was nice. Nice long run for the last almost 9 years. Dust Storm signing off. Drop mic. No. Can't get rid of me that easily. So I've had a couple of ideas, and I'm sure GT's had a couple of ideas of stuff that we want to do to change the podcast format a little bit, look at incorporating some different segments into the show, change a little bit of how we do some of the things on here. So I'm going to start off with a couple of ideas of what I would like to see. First off is trying to get someone that can do some HCS updates, because that's kind of important. And I know GT and I don't follow it as closely. And when Haas was around, he was kind of like our go-to guy. I talked to Elam Knight at HCS, and he said that he may know a few people that can possibly help fill that role and maybe come on like once a month to do a recap type of thing for HCS info. So I'm thinking either something like that for at least the HCS side of things, or maybe peruse the Team Beyond forums and just see if there's someone that sticks out that might be able to help us out in that regard. And then make that a 10-15 minute segment. It takes the onus off of us a little bit.
Yeah, I think it'd be a good idea if we can get somebody.
So that's the first idea that I've had. Second idea is try to segment things into more of a talk show type of thing. So one of the things that I've been thinking about, Major Nelson does... What?
Nothing.
Is that another reference that I need to go learn?
Johnny Carson?
Guess so. Yeah, I guess so. Because I don't know who you're talking about.
Isn't it really sad when the co-host dates himself?
I don't think so. Just means you're more experienced than I am in life.
Older, yes.
I didn't say older. I said more experienced. Just think of life as a video game. Every year is just another level. Anyways. Yeah.
I've got a whole lot of levels behind me.
So I'm thinking of maybe trying to look at doing interview segments and then incorporating those segments into the show. So Major Nelson has guests on from developers or games that are coming out. And I'm thinking it may be easier to incorporate some of that kind of stuff in more of a segment. So whenever we're doing the live show and whenever we would do the edit, we would have our opening discussions of news, whatever's going on during the week, community updates, and then we would do a play an interview segment if we have one for the week. And that way, we could possibly look at getting some other people on that don't necessarily have the time on a Tuesday night to come and sit with us for an hour and a half, but it's still a way for us to kind of do an interview like that. Another podcast I listen to, Star Talk Radio. I don't know if anyone is familiar with that, but whenever Bill Nye or Neil Tyson do interviews, they kind of splice the interview into pieces and then they discuss the 2 or 3 minute segment that they just heard and elaborate on that. So if there's a way that maybe we can get a developer on to discuss something in particular about whatever they're working on or something that they've done the Halo franchise, then we can adopt a similar format where we either chop up the interview and discuss about the specific parts of the interview, or we can do our news segment, do our community segment, play the interview straight out, and then have a discussion segment afterwards. So almost make it to where the podcast is more of a program.
Yeah. Ooh, excuse me. Sorry.
Apparently, I'm not the only one who doesn't know who Johnny Carson is, because Eric Ibu is wondering that too.
Pens has got us covered.
Thanks, Pens. So I am not alone in that, at least. Oh, Johnny Carson. Okay. I know who that is. It sounded a little different, I guess, I heard it different. Yes, I know who Johnny Carson is.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes. Okay. Yes, I know who Johnny Carson is.
Well, that's good.
One of the comedy legends.
So was Abbott and Costello, but anyway. I mean, I like the idea of putting the interviews in with the podcast, you know, intermixed, similar to what Major Nelson does. If we can get a developer on and you know, we can't get together and, you know, do a live recording where we can just kind of interact with them. I think a preset of prepared questions, you know, like a traditional interview would probably be good. You know, maybe put out on Twitter if anybody wants, you know, a question asked. You know, if you get, you know, you're able to secure an interview, you know, ask the community what they want to know, and you know, ask the appropriate questions.
Yes, they would be pre-filtered out beforehand to make sure that we're not wasting their time.
That was more like, don't bother asking what they're in, what color underwear they're wearing, because it ain't going to get asked.
Or ask what they're working on next. So that's another idea that I had as well, is trying to make it to where we segment the show, and then that would help us actually keep a time frame of segments. So, and of course, it would flux depending on how much news or how much community updates there are. But ideally, it would help us format the show to where we could keep it into a more reasonable time frame and not ramble on and on and on. Although there will still be those kinds of podcasts, because once we start getting into some of the book podcasts again, those will obviously be as long as we need to discuss them. And there'll be other topics similar to that. But for the typical show format, just trying to change it up to where we do have a more formatted show, which helps us organize a little bit more. It would be cool if we could do something like a Tales from the Foxhole type of thing again, if people want to share that kind of stuff on Twitter. I just think that age is kind of done, because we tried to do that a little bit earlier this year and at the end of last year, and there just wasn't much interest.
I mean, even, I don't know, what do you think about like a game DVR clip with a brief description or something like that?
I thought that'd be cool that for a YouTube type of thing. It wouldn't necessarily work for the podcast, but as far as YouTube goes, this is something I thought for a while. It's just, it would require someone to actually go through and find the time to do this, but go through people's feeds that are in the Spartan Company or the Xbox Club and just find a clip of something that someone has recorded and uploaded to their feed.
Well, I think that is something we would have to
outsource.
We'd have to use, well, yeah, we'd have to have a dedicated video editor to do that. You know, somebody to collect the clips and put them together in a good manner. But I think it would be something that we would need to use some type of tag system.
That's what Bobby just said, too. Just do a hashtag.
You know, if we were going to do that, we need to get submissions, because just from the little bit I did when I was doing clip videos, it's a grind to go through and look at literally hours of footage to find good clips.
It really is.
One of my 10-minute videos would take me about 2.5 days of looking at clips to figure out which ones would go in and which ones wouldn't. Granted, I was recording my own clips through
Xbox DVR
theater.
Hmm.
No, this is back on 360.
Oh, gotcha.
You know, so I would literally have to watch each game from each player's perspective and see if they caught something funny or did something amazing. And, you know, when you start talking, you know, some of those, we had 16 people in the lobby. You get to watch the same video 16 times.
Now you know why it's taking so long for the Halo mold to be done.
Yeah, but that was scripted.
No, that wasn't scripted.
Well, yes, it was.
Well, yes.
That happened during the recording wasn't scripted, but you had a plan of what was going to happen with each episode.
This is true.
You know, so I'm not saying it's easy.
By no means. But that'd be cool, though. If people were to do hashtags, for everyone that's listening, if you want, we'll put it this way. If people will tag their stuff, we will look through it. If we get enough people tagging stuff, then we'll pull things together and do stuff with it. So this could be maps, screenshots, game modes, or DVR clips. If there is something that you want us to see, and if we get enough people tagging stuff, then we'll make videos. It's not that hard to put a collection of clips together when we can just pull everything that has the tag Podtacular and then just look through them. That makes it significantly easier on us. So if people want to do that, then we will start looking for those tags on Halo 5 and in the, I guess, player feed, social feed for Xbox. Is that what it's called? Whatever that is. I know you can post stuff to the Xbox Club feed if you're in the club. It seemed like Bobby was saying that you could. So for everyone, just put the hashtag Podtacular, or maybe even, well, pod might get confused with something else. So just do hashtag Podtacular and we'll search for it. We'll find a way to search for it and see if we can get stuff out there. And if you do tag a Podtacular, just for a little while, let us know on, like, ping us on Twitter or Facebook to say, hey, I tagged this thing. Here it is. See if you can find it by searching it or something. Then we can go and try it. I guess we can not be lazy and actually do that ourselves, too. But give it a try, and we'll start searching for it. And if we get enough submissions, then we can do monthly clip montages for our YouTube channel, and that would give us content to paste to post there. For screenshots and stuff, it would be something that could be done in a kind of screenshot wrap-up that we can do monthly as well. If the community is interested in, well, you can do the hashtag thing and you can probably search for it, right? Yeah, kind of how you can upload it to Twitter, but for some people, that may be just a little too much effort. And we've tried to have people just reply to us on Facebook, Twitter, and send us emails, and we still haven't gotten much that way either. If we had enough to do Customs and what was Collins before, and Tales from the Foxhole, or Customs and Creations, yeah. If we had enough content from the community to do Customs and Creations and Tales from the Foxhole, I would bring those segments back in a heartbeat. It's just that we don't have the community involvement. But if people want to see that happen, then, and if people submit that kind of stuff, we will gladly make it happen and incorporate it back into the show and content that we produce. Anyways, any ideas that you have, GT, that you've been thinking of?
Thinking, what's that?
Touche.
I would like the community's input as far as game nights.
Mm.
I mean, we do get regulars that come by, and I'm grateful that they all come by, and I have a lot of fun when they do show up. Is it this Friday night's not a good night for people to do a game night, or is it the people are just getting tired of playing Halo, or have just been gotten involved in a new game and kind of put Halo by the wayside? I would just like, you know, some feedback on that. You know, what is it in a game night you're looking for? You know, right now we just pretty much do Lobby's Choice, which, you know, usually rotates between either Super Fiesta or Action Sack or Firefight, you know, when our lobby gets a little larger. I would like to get a larger group together to where we could do Customs, you know, 8 people or more. You know, so we can do you know, a lot of these Customs that people are coming out with. I'm open to suggestions.
Is that something where you just want direct feedback, or do I need to put something up on the website to ask for that kind of stuff? Or
I honestly don't know where it would be best to put it. Maybe a post on Twitter and just have people respond to the post, or what?
That could be done. I think at one point I gave you Twitter access to the account, like through TweetDeck or something. You don't use TweetDeck anymore, do you?
No, I don't.
Yeah, that'd be why. Okay.
But no, you never told me that I had access to it.
Okay. I'll just give you the account info. That way you can load the account into whatever app you're using. There's a couple other things I want to do with the website, too. I need to get South back in here, as well as Stefan and Christian. I need to ping those guys
and
see if they're
around.
Yeah,
we really do need to get everybody back together and see who's still here.
Yeah. I've been bad about that. I've been meaning to do that. I've just been bad. I'm trying to get... I've been trying this month to be a little bit more intentional on doing certain things. So hopefully that keeps rolling in the right direction. And honestly, I need to be poked and prodded. It's like, hey, you need to do this.
Yeah, Confell suggests we need to get an arena team together, and we would love to. Especially somebody to represent us in tournaments.
Yes, I've been wanting... That's something else I've been wanting to actually kind of coordinate, too, with the results of the Halo Bowl and how I utterly brought our team down. But yeah, that is something I would like to see. And I know Keys has been usually pretty diligent about being on, and Confal, I know, is... you got your Onyx in Arena, I think. So he's a great
player. Yeah, in Free For All.
That's still pretty good.
Oh yeah, I'm not knocking it.
I think it would be cool to have some kind of tryouts for that. Keys, maybe if you're listening in Confal, I don't know if that's something that you guys want to throw up in the Discord. We can definitely put that out on Twitter. But if either one of you guys want to head up the official competitive Podtacular team, then I would be more than open to discuss it with you guys and kind of officially give you those responsibilities. So ping me and let me know what you guys think and ideas that you guys have to do practices, do matchmaking stuff. Maybe we can look at doing some community crossplay, and then we can do featured game nights. And that's one of the things too that I've been thinking about, is because we haven't seen this for a while, but we really haven't seen anything Bungie Hump Day related from 343. But I think it'd be kind of cool to do just cross community play and just say, okay, we're just going to have a fun night of Podtacular playing against the Halo Eagleman or the Drunken Halo Squad or the Griftballers or the Halo Archivists or the Sons of the Prophets folks on Halo Wars, or, well, wouldn't the pro team one exactly be Halo Wars? But you get the gist. No. You get the gist of what I'm going with. Confal says, Keys is the official Halo god. I'm just as good as stealing people's kills. So yeah, Confal, hit up Keys and see if you guys want to try to work something out. I would personally love to play to try to get my skills back up to a more reasonable level. So if you guys want to take me under your wing and help me out that way, I will be more than happy. I know for some of the stuff, especially with the Halo Bowl, they want like staff representation, in which case me or GT would still be on there. But if you guys could pull together and practice once a week or something, or however often you feel that's needed, and then pull me in every once in a while, I think that would work. Or GT in every once in a while, if GT, you're interested in playing arena competitive stuff whenever we have this kind of
stuff.
Not
really.
I guess me then.
I mean, you know, if I was a more consistent player, I would be more interested, but my game is just all over the place. And if you ever watch one of the streams, you can tell. Some nights I'm on it, some nights I can't hit the Warden Eternal with a tank.
You couldn't hit the Eternal side of Warden? Ayo.
Yeah.
I was trying to figure out a way to make that work in my head.
Yeah. Not a bad try, but still, no.
All right. At least I tried. I give me a little credit for trying.
Well, like I said, it was a nice try.
Okay.
It's kind of a hard one.
Yeah. And then, of course, website updates, which we've been meaning to do for a while. I need to officially decommission the forums. We've basically made the transition over to Discord, in which case, if you haven't joined our Discord server yet, go up and join over there, because that's basically our new central source to have the whole community collaborate. Forums have just kind of died off. We didn't do a very good job at bringing them or keeping them whenever I first brought them up, and they slowly kind of died off when our community got interested in other things. And then there was the whole thing with Halo 4 and everyone kind of dropped off there. So the forums just...
Well, the deal with forums is they're not very mobile friendly.
They can be.
Not really. I mean, unless you want to write an app for Android and a write app for iOS to where people can easily access the forums. But you're going, you know, opening up a web browser and going to a forum and trying to read on a phone, it just, it's not very convenient. People are just, they're used to Twitter. You, if somebody says something about you, you know about it. Well, you know, if they tag you, it's just a much easier thing to do to keep up with a Discord application or Twitter or Facebook or something like that.
Our forums are now, we have the Twitter thread, the Facebook thread, the Discord thread, the YouTube thread, and the Instagram thread. That's basically our forums now, in a weird way. I hope that made sense. I think that made sense. Basically, the forum served us really well early on when forums were the way to collaborate and communicate back in the day, and now we've just moved over to different platforms. We've had to change with the times, change with the community not being as big as it once was, not as involved with Halo as it once was, because there's so many more games out there now. But we're rolling with it, and if you guys just can hit us up there on our social media platforms, that works just as well and kind of better for us now, just because everything is so integrated with everything that we're doing on Facebook, Twitter, and Discord. So yeah, that's just the way it is. I think that kind of covers at least all the ideas that I had for the show and some of the other stuff. There are a couple other small lingering things, I think, to bring up at some other point in the future, but there's a little behind the scenes ideas that's been going on. Some of the stuff that you guys will hopefully see here get implemented pretty soon. I will just need you guys and GT to keep hounding me. It's like, hey, you said you're going to do this and you need to do it. So just keep hounding me and it'll get done. That's the most effective way for me to get things done. Just kind of sad, but
let's see. Halsey's journal was a year and a half, right? Of hounding?
That sounds about right. I still have four other books to read, which I'm halfway through. Was it Smoke and Mirror? No, Smoke and Mirrors?
Smoke and Shadow.
That's it. Halfway through that. I've been doing some other reading, so the other reading has taken precedence over that. That'll just be an hour on the weekend for me to finish it. Shouldn't be that bad. At least that one's short.
Yeah, just give me fair warning so I can go back through it again.
There'll be plenty of times, I think, during the summer where we'll do the book club type of things for the ooh, podcast.
The Podtacular Book Club. There we go.
Yeah. If you guys have any other ideas, feel free to let us know on Twitter or Facebook, or just hit us up directly on Xbox or Discord, and we'll entertain any ideas. Also, if anyone is looking to head up any particular thing that we just mentioned, if you think you can help out in that regard, then we would definitely appreciate the help there, especially with the HCS segment. And there's probably some other stuff that I've had in the back of my head that people think of, like, hey, I had this idea and want to possibly help out here. That would be cool as well. A lot of the stuff that happened back before I took the reins of Podtacular was community initiative. So if there are people out there that want to do stuff for the community as a whole and are willing to put the time and effort into it, we will look at endorsing it. We have no problem doing that. A quick little update on the company commendations. We have two more completed. I saw two packs come through my requisitions, and we got two more masteries done. I'm not exactly sure which ones they are, but I think because I don't know how these specifically get ordered. But I think we had the sniper ones wasn't done yet, right?
Right. Sniping people out of vehicles.
We don't have that one yet. This is just the earned sniper medals. So I think it was that one and kill or assist the killing of a boss in Warzone? No. I don't know. Does anyone... Oh, vehicles destroyed was the other one. Okay. Thanks, Confal. So vandalism. So we got two more complete. So now we are 7 out of 31 completed. The next one that we have to complete it, we only need 26 to finish it, and it's kill an opponent from the grave, which I do that almost every other game at least, so that wouldn't be too bad.
Oh, I usually get two or three of them a game, so.
Nice.
Especially playing Fiesta.
Yeah.
Power player we're getting close to.
Yeah, we have another seven-ish thousand? So we have another 10,000-11,000 to kill an enemy Spartan with a power weapon. That's the next closest one.
Which Fiesta works good for that one.
Yes. That's my go-to daily is Fiesta. Which is probably why this one is so high up.
No, I've been rocking it quite a few as well, so.
That's good. The two lowest ones are still kill Marines and kill the driver of a moving vehicle by using a sniper rifle. I feel like that sniper rifle one out of a vehicle is going to be the hardest one to get. But that one has another... That one's on level 4, and that one still has another 270 to go.
Come on, Confell. Get on it.
Confound and keys.
He said it was so easy.
He says from the grave is his specialty, though.
Yeah, I think it's pretty much everybody's specialty.
That's not a hard one.
I still find it hard to believe that we have not completed headshots.
I think it's just because of the sheer number that you have to get. And you don't get headshots with power weapons either.
144,000 is a lot. Of course, that's just for level 4.
It's not as many as 486,000. The one right next to it, which is kill enemy Spartans. That one we need another...
We need a lot.
25,000. But thanks to everyone that has been helping out with those commendations. 7 out of 31 is not bad. We are about 23% of the way there. Still a long way to go, but still can be done. Let's just try to get it done before Halo 6 comes out. And then no one's playing anymore. Kind of reminds me, I have some achievements to go back and get.
Yeah. Me too.
We need to have an achievement day. That's another thing we need to do is an achievement day. We haven't had one of those in a long freaking time.
Yeah, I know. I still got something to do in Reach and Halo 4.
I've still got those FFA ones in Halo 3 to get. Those will probably be the most painful.
Well, most of them aren't that bad. You just have to get lucky enough to be able to pull them off. Probably, if you haven't got the Spartan laser one, that's probably going to be the toughest one.
Yeah.
There's not that many maps that have the Spartan laser on them. Or, sorry. That was Halo 3.
Yeah, that's the right one. That's Halo 3. Yeah, the 2-for-1 laser kills on is the Halo 3 achievement. High Grounds has the laser, but I'm not sure any other map that does. That might be a... Hey, who's level 11 in FFA and wants to try to get some achievements and queue up at the same time?
If you can get it to hit right, then yeah.
All right. Well, in the spirit of trying to keep things short, because I am exhausted and I'm sure GT would like to go to bed soon, we're going to go ahead and end it for the night. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. And again, any feedback about anything that we discussed or any of the ideas that we have is appreciated. And if you guys are interested and are so inclined to start tagging stuff and sharing it to the Xbox Club feed or sharing with us on social media, we will be more than happy to collect everything and put things into a highlight video for our YouTube channel or a article for something like screenshots or maps or game modes that are done in Halo 5. I know if it's done in game, it can be tagged, and then we can search based on the tag for screenshots, custom maps, and modes. It's just, it's anything that's taken with the Xbox DVR, game DVR, like the screenshots done that way or the video. Well, I guess screenshots aren't in Halo 5, so it's the screenshots or the videos that we have to have it shared via social media or the Xbox Club feed, and then the game modes and game types, or even the prefabs can be tagged with PodTackler.
Yeah, any of the in-game assets can be tagged, you know, whether it be a save game type, a save map, a save prefab, a video, all that stuff can be tagged. It's just anything you do with the actual Xbox itself via, you know, the Xbox DVR system. I don't see a way to tag the stuff. And well, tag the stuff in the Xbox feed. You know, unless you want to turn off automatic upload, then there might be a way to do it that way.
If people can just share it with us, that makes it a whole lot easier on us, and it makes it a whole lot easier for us to actually work with it.
It's a whole lot less searching.
Yes. Make sure you check us out on our social media, like we've touted across the podcast already. Twitter, Facebook, Discord, Instagram, YouTube. If we have it, podtacular/whatever it is, we'll take you there. Also for Loot Crate, the latest theme, the last theme of this year, that will have the last figure of the ring figurines, is Reach themed, Noble Team themed. So you can go ahead and head on over to lootcrate.com/podtacular and use the promo code podtacular to get $3 off your crate. And again, this is the last crate of the first year, which will have that last figure that goes into that whole ring set of figures that they're doing. And then we'll have to see if they do something similar again for the next year. So that would be cool. You can check us out on the podcast network as well. We are part of a conglomerate of gaming-specific podcasts, including Guardian Radio, Critzcast, Podcast 76, The Learning Cliff, Work in Progress, and How to Murder Time. You can head on over to thepodcast to find all the podcasts over there and let them know that we sent you. They're great for if you're interested in the games that they talk about, or if you're looking for other great gaming podcasts to listen to on your drive to work or to pass the time at work or wherever you may be trying to fill the silence. Consider looking up those podcasts and giving them a listen and a subscribe. Again, thanks to Intel and 343 for providing us with the Halo Wars 2 influencer kit. Really appreciate the thoughtfulness that went into it. And again, I am really happy about the Pelican case. Looking forward to using that. I need to get some more phone inserts so I can make the custom size or the custom formed things to have all my stuff in there, but still. We'll be back next week with probably more Halo news. Hopefully we'll get some interviews lined up here pretty soon. Hopefully I'll be streaming some more Halo Wars 2, because I haven't done multiplayer yet, and I know I need to do the legendary run with Podtacular peeps and try to go through and get all of the optional and bonus objectives done as well. So hopefully I'll be streaming those here pretty soon. Work has lightened up a little bit, so that gives me a little more wiggle room to fit streaming into my free time schedule. So hopefully that'll be coming here pretty soon. Otherwise, you can hit us up on Friday nights with GT at 8:30 for our Fraggin' Fridays. And you can find us doing the podcast on Tuesday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Time over here on Twitch. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in to this week's episode. We will catch you on the flip side. Keep on fragging trucks.